Do I understand correctly that you target two specific species of mosquitoes?
Yes, that's exactly correct. So this is a species-specific approach. So the male mosquitoes that we release are only interested in mating with females of the same species. And that's nice because the EPA is very concerned about what they call non-target effects. If you spray a chemical, you can affect the mosquitoes, but you might also affect bees and butterflies and things that you don't want to kill that are actually beneficial. That's the nice thing about this approach is that the males are only going to seek out and mate with females of the same species.
So let's say that I, as a homeowner, I've decided to contract with you to deal with my mosquito problem. This is not just a one-time application, correct?
That's correct. We'd come back every week and release more males into your yard because the lifespan of a male is about a week. So we have to continually introduce these males to sustain that level of males in your yard.
And so over time, as you're introducing them, you're reducing the number of stinging female mosquitoes.
So, and that's a great point. It's actually, ours is very unusual in that we're actually a preventative approach. So most people, when they're calling for mosquito control, once they have a problem, you know, we're having a wedding in our backyard this weekend, and we need to knock down this annoying mosquito population. We're very different. We start in the early spring releasing males before you even have a problem, and so we're essentially preventing the population from growing.
You know, I almost asked, once they're released, how do I know the good guys from the bad guys? But if I understand correctly, the good guys don't sting you.
So the males don't bite at all.
Mm-hmm.
So both the fertile and the infertile males, neither one of them are going to bite. The key thing is that the female can't tell the difference between those two male types. She'll readily mate with the males that we introduced into the yard and therefore become sterile.
And these are called zap mosquitoes, right?
That's the short name that we've given them, yes.
Okay, so what if my neighbor sprays? Will that kill my zap skeeters?
It is possible that they could knock down the zap population, but that could be okay because models show, if you do mathematical modeling, basically as long as that spray is knocking down the wild-type mosquitoes along with the zap mosquitoes equally, then you're okay. Because what's the critical thing is what's the ratio of the zap mosquitoes to the wild-type? We try to maintain about a 10-to-1 or a 7-to-1 ratio, and that pesticide is going to knock them down equally.
And what if you come out and release your zap mosquitoes into my property and a bunch of them decide they like the neighbor's property better?
One of the nice things about this technology is that it's self-delivering. A lot of times your mosquito problem isn't really your mosquito problem. It might be coming in from your neighbor or that abandoned property that's beside you. And so the nice thing that about these males flying into this adjacent property is that it will sterilize those females over there too.